Welcome back to Mama's Bar and Grill for the Garden City High School Coaches Show. Our second and final team of the show this evening is Garden City High School Lady Buffalo Softball. We're joined by Coach Trina Mai and Piper Harris. Piper, I was giving you a hard time before. I said, when are you going to hit that home run? Because I know last year you had one in you. I know the power's there, but I'm just giving you a hard time. I didn't want to freak you out. You're batting leadoff this year, so you're doing your job because you have the highest batting average on the team at 571. You've got the team total in hits tied for with Bree, so you're getting the job done. Don't worry about the home run, okay? It'll come. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
So looking at the season, last time I think it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago when we talked, and it was really early 2-1 start somewhere in that mix. Now you're 8-2. You've only lost one game since that point. 4-2 in conference play. You've got three straight wins all over Liberal. Your most recent matchup was a doubleheader win versus Liberal. That was 12-0-5-3. Piper, you went 3-for-4 in game one, three RBIs, and that had to feel good. Bree pitched well, five innings, 13 strikeouts. And then in game two, it was kind of just figuring your way out. And it's the third game of a series, right? It looked like the stereotypical, I wasn't there, didn't see it, but stats and everything showed me that it was, these teams have seen each other three straight games, just trying to find a way to get the sweep. It's not an easy thing to do, but you guys were able to do it. Overall, Coach, the takeaway from these last three games and these last three wins for you?
I feel like our girls are coming together as a team. I mean, it's always, dealing with teenage girls isn't always the easiest. And so watching them develop and grow is the thing that makes me most excited. So I continue to see these girls' growth on the field and even off the field, and just, you know, so I'm really happy with where we're at. I've seen girls grow up and get more confidence, and I've seen, you know, watching these girls when they do something and they look at you and they smile, you know, that makes it all worth it. So I'm happy with where we're at. We just keep growing.
There's been a big reason to smile. Looking back at the game that we broadcasted on 99.9, the home game for you guys against Liberal, there was definitely a change in the body language, the facial expressions. It's nice when you're winning and you're doing the fun things like hitting two home runs in a game or whatever it might have been. But I would probably attest to that too from an outside perspective, being able to see that. It's been really, really fun. Piper, how do you think your season's been going? I know that you're batting leadoff now. You were mixed in early, you know, 3-4 somewhere in there. And now you're in that leadoff spot. 571, it seems to be working out batting average-wise. You're getting on base a bunch. You're stealing a bunch of bases. What have you seen from your game?
I'm just really trying to keep my confidence up in the batter's box along with my teammates and trying to just bring them up with me. It's a group effort, and if one of us is hot, it doesn't mean anything unless we're all ready to play.
That's a fair point. Now, you're a lefty. Working out, being able to get to the first base line very quick is a skill for you in softball. Part of that growth in your individual game, have you seen that transform as the leadoff hitter that you are now, being able to get on base, steal a lot of bases? What is your identity, if you will, when you do step up number one, leading your team off?
Well, I feel like when I'm going into the box, my mentality is to just swing if it's there, and it'll come.
Well, it's been there quite a bit for you. I mean, 20 hits this year, a couple of triples bounced in there, and extra base hit after extra base hit. Looking at your team right now, an 8-2 record, fourth in the West. I know that's not as important, but you want to host, right? That's very important. You want to be able to host a regional if the season ended today. Coach, I know you were saying you were still figuring out the puzzle pieces, kind of getting everybody in there. You knew where this team could get. You knew where this team could be. Still some room to grow. You've got a whole game and a half lead, though, over the rest of the pack. It's got to feel pretty good to know that if the season ended today, you would be the fourth seed in the West.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely good. I mean, it's always good for us out here to have home field during that regional because people over there don't want to come out here. So, you know, we're used to it, but they're not. And so it's kind of nice, you know, to bring them out here and make them play us. You know, we've got a great crowd. We've got a great family environment that people come and bring out everybody. So, you know, our home field advantage is definitely pretty good. And so I I think we're doing a great job right now. We still talk about it. I'd like to take that first Hayes game back, but, you know, there's nothing you can do with that. So we just got to keep grinding it out, keep getting better. We're still, like I said, there's still going to be moving pieces, but as long as the girls come together every game and every practice and do the best they can, you know, I'll ride with them all season on that. I think we got a good group. We just got to stay together.
What has been the biggest change since the Hayes game?
You know, I think at first, you know, we've got more pieces than I've probably ever had, which is good, and it's also bad. And in the aspects that, you know, people don't quite know their role sometimes, which, you know, that's the thing in life. Sometimes you don't know what role you have. You have to take your role day by day, and you have to understand that it's all about the team. This is our biggest, I tell them all the time, like, you've got to team over self, team over self. Your role might change. Like, you know, like you said, she was batting 3-4 and I threw her into the one hole, and it's been really good. You know, I'm making decisions to help us win a ball game. But at the end of the day, I think these girls know that I care, and I care about them individually, not just as a player, but at the end of the day, I'm making decisions to give us the best chance to win.
And I think that was a big part of when we had talked, you were figuring out where everybody fits. Piper, real quick, in the field, how do you like first base? Is that your natural position? Is that where you were at last year? And what is the way you like to kind of patrol the bag over there first?
I did start there my freshman year, and I'm taking it again this year. I don't know, I just try and do my thing and catch whatever comes at me.
Right. You've done a really good job. I mean, there hasn't been, it's an important position. It's a cornerstone. You talk about third, first, short. Second base doesn't get its due credit, I think, a lot of times. I think second base is always looked at as the position that gets left out of that mix. I thought just, was curious if first base was your natural position where you're playing at. It certainly makes sense.
When she was little, she used to catch. So
yes.
This is okay. Kind of. But if at the end of the day, like, first is your natural position. But I give her crap because I played first. So I always tell her, you got to be better than me.
Yeah, I'm sure that's always fun to have a former first baseman in your ear all the time. Speaking of catching, Cameron Foster's been really, really good at the plate.
I mean, great.
I've seen her game just change completely. Not necessarily that she didn't have it, but just she's found a way to hit the ball. She's found a way to hit the ball very, very hard. How has her game progressed this year, and what's been working for her?
Her confidence, I'll just tell you right now. Like, I talked to her the other day about it. I'm so proud of her because if you've coached girls in any shape or form, like, they need it's just tough. And I told her, I said, Cammy, the girl you are now is not the girl you were last year, and I love it, and it just keeps growing and getting better. And I, you know, just watching her right now is fun. You know, it really is. I told her last year, you know, if she'd get a strikeout, she'd strike out last year, and it was like the end. You know, it was like riding that roller coaster wave, and she was down. And I said, man, you're doing such a good job of maintaining your composure each and every pitch and every at bat. So I'm super proud of that girl. I think she's done an amazing job, and just keeps growing. So you're right, like, hands down, she's been awesome. She's a huge part of what we're doing right now.
I think I made the comment on Tuesday. I said she's getting that type of confidence and feeling that when she steps up, you feel like something special is going to happen every single time. Like,
yep.
That's how good she's locked in right now.
100%,
and
I agree.
It's been fun to watch that.
Yep.
Piper, real quick, who's the best locker room personality? Baseball and softball, I feel like, are the best sports that you really get that clubhouse feel, I guess, whatever you want to say. I'm putting you on the spot here. In your opinion, who keeps everybody on the team kind of even keeled, but then knows how to give it back in a sense?
Well, I feel like a really big part of our energy is Kylie, Bree, and Emma Davis. They just always have something good to say, and like, they're always in a positive mood, and I just love that.
Just curious. I've been thinking about this transition of this team and where you guys are at now. Like I said, the smiles have been the biggest difference for me. Like, I mean, you hit it right on the head, Coach. It's been awesome to see the change from that Hayes game to now. And you still have, obviously, whack probably going to be hard to get back into that spot. Like you said, that first game you'd love back. But you got three games with Great Bend. How hard is it, or maybe do you prefer it, being able to play a team three times in a week?
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'd like to change some things, you know, and hopefully we'll do that later on. You know, the tough thing is now that we had three games, if we wouldn't have had the three games, then Hayes, we would have been 1-1. But, you know, that's the way it is. And I've told the girls, this is what we got, and this is what we got to do. So you can't change anything. So you got to take it the way it is, and that's how we have to play it. But, yeah, you're right. It's hard because, you know, and Kai's coming along. She's getting some innings. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to try and win a ball game. And if Bree's doing what she needs to do, we're going to keep her in. But then, like you said, like they've seen her over and over and over again. Eventually, you know, they might tag her a little bit. But, you know, Kai's been a huge supporter of the team, period. And so that's really good. As somebody who's going to take the reins next year, you know, that's what I tell them. Like, if you're not bought into this team, like, you can't be a part of it, because what we got going on now, right now, is it's really awesome. You know, even if I think we're all supporting one another, all grinding together, you know, nobody's worried about who's getting the notoriety or whatever, but it's all about winning ball games.
Piper, I was going to turn it back to you. As somebody who steps up to the plate, you don't have to worry about being seen as a pitcher. Do you like it, being able to play consecutive games in a row as a hitter, or do you feel the same way? Does that give the advantage to you as a hitter, or the advantage of the pitcher?
I feel like seeing a pitcher over and over is like good, because you kind of know what they have and things that they can do, and I don't know, it's just probably easier, I would say.
Statistics would back that up, but I'm sure Coach knows that as well. Looking at the rest of the way, like we said, three games with Great Bend. You got one on Tuesday at Great Bend, then you get the doubleheader here at home. Always nice to have that. We'll have that game live on 99.9 The Rock. What do you know about Great Bend as far as ways you need to attack, and what are you kind of looking for your team in these next three games?
You know, Great Bend, I know the Great Bend coach, like, she's a good coach. They're always going to come out and they're going to try and beat us. From what I have stats from past years, and I think we know how to work them, and we're going to know what to do. We just got to go out and execute. That at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about, is execution. But we got a game plan. But I tell them, you can't take anybody lightly. Everybody wants to beat you. I mean, realistically, we haven't lost a lot in a while, and so you know that they're going to come out. And last year, we talked about it. We played them basically four games because we had a second game that lasted 14 innings. So
we ended up,
yeah. So we played them four games last year, and they're going to try and do the same. But at the end of the day, I want my girls to go out, and we want to try any whack team and just go out and put the foot on the throttle.
Looking at the schedule as well, you guys do have a matchup with Topeka, a rare time where an Eastern team and a Western team are going to meet up, not in the postseason field. I know so much has been talked about of being able to compete with the West, being able to compete with the East. I kind of get the feeling you'd like to spread it out maybe a little bit more schedule-wise looking forward, but I know this is a big opportunity for you guys to see some premier competition, at least from past years.
Yeah, our schedule's kind of me and Drew got a little mixed up on the way that we wanted the schedule. I wanted them, and I still wanted another tournament, but Topeka, who doesn't? I mean, you want to compete. I tell the girls, I don't want wins that are just coming in. We want to be ready to go when it comes postseason. So even though the record this year doesn't show it, he's a good coach, and I know that they're going to come and bring a good team. And so at least we got that good competition before we go into WAC, into the postseason. So, you know, it is what it is. We normally have seen, we go to Emporia and see a couple teams. Then we've even done that with Valley Center. But, you know, this year they're coming here, and we're going to try and do the best we can.
It's softball. I mean, it's softball baseball. schedules get changed on a whim.
Yep.
Piper, goals for you the rest of the way. Can we get a prediction on the home run?
Nope.
No. Don't jinx it.
Go up there and swing as hard as you can every single time. That's the last hit you get the rest of the year. I'm okay with it. Coach probably wouldn't be.
No,
I'm just kidding. But some goals for you the rest of the way.
I just want my team to stay competitive and us to stay locked in as a whole, and just that we just stay as a team. And, like, I don't know, I feel like we're pretty locked in right now, like Trina said. And, yeah, I just want to keep winning.
We'll have Coach cover her ears. How's volleyball going? I got to ask about volleyball. I know you're getting close to summer volleyball, or maybe I think you're in an off season right now, in a sense, right? With softball happening, volleyball's always happening. But how is volleyball going?
I start my spring sports, I give all my volleyball stuff up, and I just focus on that sport.
That's fair. Coach is here.
That's what I have to do. That's what I want to do. I want to stay focused on my softball, and then once volleyball comes, I'll take care of it.
Well, we saw you moving up the rankings in the state rankings, so congratulations on that. I know that number's only going to keep going up. We're super excited for your junior year. We'll have time to talk volleyball. That's a good answer. We'll have time to talk about it. I had to ask how things were going for you. But ladies, thanks so much for joining us. Like I said, one game this week, two games at home on Thursday, 99.9 The Rock. I think the weather's going to hold off. I think the rain will be maybe done. I don't know. I can't not say we don't want rain because we want rain
out here.
We definitely want the rain out here.
Our field's good enough. We can take some rain. So
that'd be fun. How about that? A moderate... Yeah, I don't know.
Let it hold off during the game,
right.
But our fields can take it. We got really good field.
Yeah, we'll be A-okay to challenge it with a little bit of a wetter field. Anyway, ladies, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Can't wait for the rest of the week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
That's the Garden City High School Coaches Show, closing things out from Mama's Bar and Grill. If you want to listen back to these interviews, check it out on westernkansasnews.com. We'll have those up Monday morning, or rather tomorrow morning for you. And, we'll finish this out here. For my producer and engineer, Colin Welloff, I'm Baylen Heights, saying so long for Mama's Bar and Grill, another edition of the Garden City High School Coaches Show in the books.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Mama's Bar and Grill in Garden City, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.